This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So the whole world is roy for somebody as a toshma because teres are olam ativi. Let's explain a little bit. V'davaze be'arnu pamim harbe chater hi al ha'olam v'ayin l'mayla etz l'afeich by the kulabe. So the pshat's like this. The klal gadol is that anyone within a klal is not the entire klal. If there is nobody within the world, or there's nothing within the world that is worth the entire world, by definition, that the whole is greater than any part of it. So if my mitzias is limited to a certain circle, I'm within that circle, but tachlis, I'm not more than that. If I'm above it, so then this whole thing is just a sniff of mine.
And everything is just ke'ilu.
Then it's possible to say that I'm shoved the entire mitzias. Because since my mitzias is bigger, then the entire mitzias, in other words, I can include that entire mitzias in my mitzias. So lamacho. Let's say I own a company and somebody is working for me. So any one worker within the company, it's hard for him to say that I make the other person totally useless. But for the person who owns the firm, because this is my mahalach and now you're no longer shaykh to it, then you have no place. If you mean oisik teru lishma, so And that's why there's the Hadgasha Torah Lishma. Torah that's not Lishma is a product of this world. So Lamashal, if a person is in Torah for covet, for money, or for whatever, so that's part of the values of this world. So that type of Torah is of this world. And I can't say that the entire world is equal to something that's part of it. Masha Inkain, if a person learns lishma is a Torah of a different mitzias, and b'meil it's shaykh to say that the entire world is shtalling tzut. The whole world is a timtza for something beyond it. V'dozivan upam harbe chateira l'olam ve'ayin l'malat zayfar chulaba v'dovazivram zateira ki ascholas bias olam hi bebeis v'lascholas zateira be'alav shema necha shema lekecha. But let's understand this in another mashal as well. Not a mashal, but in another nekuda that I think it fits very well. The Shalah HaKadosh says this, that mitzvahs, he speaks about mitzvahs, not about the Torah not being mochlefes and so on. And basically his point is that the world of mitzvahs as we have it is one particular expression of the mystic world of mitzvahs. I've said over many times the Baal HaTanya, who says that Yaakov Avinu, when he peeled the sticks, was a p'china of tefillin, the Zohar Kodesh says. And the question is, I mean, yes, it's just black and white, but has no shaykh to tefillin. So his point is that tefillin, that all mitzvahs have a sheirish elyon, and there's a hechatimtza, there's a way to express it, and the olam ha-mitzvahs is the way it's expressed in this world. That's how olam ha-mitzvahs works. So b'meila, this world is, the physical world that we have, with all of its inyanim, is a bitui of that. And the Mela, just one second, I'm going to take a call. So he says, "V'dov is a ramz of Torah, k'as cholas b'riyas ha'olam hi bebeis, v'las cholas ha'Torah hi be'alef, sh'anoich Hashem lekecha." So b'riyas ha'olam starts with a beis and Torah starts with an aleph, because that's a sheirish. And this physical world, the way in which the Amitas HaTorah is present in this world, is a hemshah. It's a one oifen. So Lamarshal, let's give a very simple example. If I want to make a hall presented for a simcha, so there are many ways I can present it in an oifen that's my simcha. A lot of lights, a lot of this, that, the other thing. Just different hechetimtzes to bring out sort of regish of simcha that I want to bring out as the pnimius. The hechetimtze could be very bright light, could be very bright colors, could be balloons, or whatever it is. Here also, this world is the base to an aleph. So Torah starts with aleph, that's a sheirish, that's a certain nekud atzmis, and everything else comes from it. So it means the entire Zion goes into the Ches. It's not, normally just think of it, it's beyond as a Madrega higher. A Madrega higher doesn't do justice to the picture. It's like it's like these babushkas, a doll within a doll within a doll. The Ches is a much bigger doll which contains Zion in it. So all of the Zion Mebreishes are expressions of different inyanim, but the inyanim mitzaratzmam are pnimistic inyanim. The lechezer pasuk teres hashem tmiu shudam ben atoyer pasuk shmini. V'zeh tam ki mizmor tam ne'api yesh b'shoyne psukim, and that's why the mizmor of kuf yutes has 8 times. V'pnei shekol ha'mizmor yisrael atoyer she al ha'olam hazeh. So he brings down on the bottom the gears is the opposite by us. Walk upon him, both in Yanim are merumas or something, and he'll explain. In other words, there's no way to bring any type of comparison between the two, because this world is Gashmi, the world of Torah is Sichlis, and Bimela, it's all going to fall short of it. Ki ha'olam avagat shesha chachma, eimer chachma yoyna shesechel gomo, So now he's saying like this, even though this world has chachma within it, meaning both within the context of the physical mitzvahs of the world, chachma sateva, and b'neila anoshim chachamim. In other words, chachmas adam is the chachma of the physical world, of the teva. Even in terms of isnahagus, we have a chachma where what builds a good society? How do you put together a society that functions and works well? We can come up with some good ideas. But all of these are chachmas that are within the world. It's not, it's a chachma about the pieces in the world and nothing more than that. So when I'm studying physics, I'm studying about a very specific world with specific pieces in this world. What causes these pieces to move, to stand, to look a certain way, and so on. And even if I study philosophy, what I'm studying is the chachma of the inner functioning of the world mitzad the world. What makes a society a good society, a healthy society, a sustainable society? How does a person get along with a person? What is a person looking for? My context is all within this world. So I look around at all the chafetzim in this world, and I say, one person says a person is looking for this hanoah, one person is looking for that hanoah, and so on. But the chachma is within this world. There's nothing about the chachma that can transcend this world by definition. I can't say anything wise about a world that I have no idea what it's about. So there's no chachma yoina in this world. Rak seichel adam nikra. Seichel adam means it's a type of seichel that person has, which is a total understanding of the physical world. So when we say we're not talking about steak or any physical gashmis tikhanah. That's sort of obvious. That's not a tushel. But what we are talking about is that the divrei chachma of this world don't have a tushel. The divrei chachma of this world have no shaychus to the divrei chachma that's beyond this world. Leman de'ama afa mitzvus, ka mitzvus heim al de meis adam gashmi. Well, the figure comes at Torah shemai sodom gashmi shav derech na Torah. This is the same mashal we said before, that mitzvus are all Torah that can express itself in our limited world. So how can a person express a certain inyan of simcha, or a lulav, or a esrig, and so on? But that's all. The lefika kol mitzvah satorah shemai sodom magashmi and sodom natorah. Ki kol mitzvah satorah alfa gav sheish b'ma chachma hari ha mitzvah al dei maisa gashmi. Vatorah ya chachma bolvad. Void is boyazer. So even though mitzvah satorah contained within itself that chachma, so the what makes lulav and esrig tefillin something chashuv is a pnimiyistik inyan which is of chachma, but the mitzvah kashlatzmoy is a physical inyan limited. What it says, "Afik amar kancha kol olam kula kedai loy." But to loyma ki kedai ho olam azeh sheyia al zeh misha oisik b'tor leshmo ki ka olam kula tachta. So the entire world is shayach to this person because this person has what it takes to give meaning to the entirety of the world.
Why did Rav, the farmers, wherever it was, why was he going in the physical world to understand Torah?
Why? In our Kaddish, the story that he used to come down to this world?
No, he went to the sheep or something.
Rav, to check Mumin, he went to live
in the... Because for halacha, in other words, let's back up a step. The tachlis of giving Torah in this world was to bring it down to every mitzias in this world. So that's the process of halacha. We take every inyan and shtel it suit its right nekuda. So just like the mashal, let's give an example. That you're saying, a doctor works in a hospital, or he works with patients. So in the textbook, he learns more klalim in yanim, and then every chayla, he has to shtel tzu where his particular pain is coming from, his ache is coming from, and so on. So the chayla is always a prat, and the chachma is a klal. Now, on the one hand, so if we ask ourselves, each particular case in terms of its mitzias is a much lower notch than what it says in the book. But me as a doctor, the tachlis in the book is to understand how to apply it. So when I'm learning Torah, there's two directions that I take when I'm learning Torah. In the world of halacha, I'm taking a deep shayrish and applying it to this world. So that way, I'm being mamshich the kedusha into this world, because that's what the Rebbe Shem wanted. That's the tachas abriya. On the other hand, if I ask myself, when I deher the chachma versus the particular metzias, it's an edoyme. This is a cloud, this is a prat. So where I need to apply halacha and where I need to apply the olam mitzvahs, my obligation is to be mamshich from the ma'alamaka. My understanding of the yachas is the other way around, that the mala is much higher than the mata. So when you want to learn halacha, you have to see, you have to actually spend time in the field looking and seeing at the movement of the sheep by Bukhairis. Okay. So that's the yachas. And again, it's all we learn Torah Lishma, because Torah Lishma is, it means it's for that purpose. It's interesting. The famous Bach who speaks about Birchas HaTorah, and it's Chashivas and Shalei Baruch HaTorah Tchila, when the Bach wants to point at a learning that's not L'shem Lishma 100%, one of the dugmas that he's used is kind of, is they wanted to learn it to know the Is and the Heta. In other words, each thing, what's mutter, what's usser, but that's it. So I'm learning your daya because I want to. I'm a caterer and I need to know what's kosher, what's not. But that's the only tachlis of it. It's not I'm trying to understand the musig of basa b'chalav, the sheirish of basa b'chalav. I probably need to keep my kitchen kosher, so I'm learning the halachas. So if that's all I see in Torah, that's a prisa. To see that Torah is taken down just as a chetimtza for this world is a prisus. But that the tachlis of this world, that Torah penetrate this world, the answer is certainly. So it goes in both directions. The tachlis of this world was that Torah penetrate even this world. That requires understanding how to apply a hecher Torah to very practical, specific maisim and fakert. But I need to understand that the shirish is way beyond. Okay. The next one is shenikra re. So here we have the whole list in the of wonderful things that a person is zeichar am harbe, kol el kulak daihuloi, nikra rea. Pirshu rea al kadosh baruch hu, v'gam hu rea el habriyos. V'shem rea neufel al shnayim sheish lem shita v'chibo. Ki kasha yoyma ruvein hu rea shimoin, milu gam kein, she gam shimon rea ruvein. Ki hashem azabal shem reachat. There is no, when I talk about a friend of mine, it's not a one-way relationship where I say, I like Yankel. If I say me and Yankel are friends, the bilateral aspect of that relationship is inherent in those words. Miloshin Rea, ki avu kishra nefesh b'ne'av legamet shafshuk moisei, v'mi komuk l'ashrei ne'mal sh'edron sh'eshnum chibu b'yachat, zeh lo zeh v'zeh lo zeh. Avul efshe ki ruven oyev shimin, shimin e'neves ruven, alim kenyem eshuvim oyev eshal shimin. So he's saying basically nafkemina is, ohev is a description of a one-sided relationship. I like Reuven a lot, so that tells me about me. It could be Reuven doesn't particularly care for me, but that. So in those words, I like Reuven a lot. I deher something about me. When I say Reuven and myself are friends, are reim, so that automatically includes in itself the chibur of the two together. Reus by definition is a chibur. Ava is not a chibur. Ava is a chibur that you have for somebody, but it's not a chibur.
I can say the word ohavo. So Oyev also can define, Oyev defines just the feelings. So it could be, I like Reuven a lot, Reuven likes me a lot, but what I've described is two separate one-way feelings. It just happens to be together. Masha'in Kane, when I say we are Reim, so what I'm describing is it's a title of two people mechuba together to some degree. So he says the rea ohuv means that the person is mechuber. He's ohuv both for tachtoinim. He's a rea both tachtoinim and enelyoinim. Now, what he's saying is the reyes over here, nikorea, means he's a reya both telyonim and tachtoinim. And the reason is because Adam has a shituf. When a person learns Torah, he has a shituf of both of them. And the reason is simple, because Torah itself has in itself, like we said before, yonim tachtoinim. Mitzad et sheirish, it deals with telyonim. Mitzad, it's lamata dezachtoinim, and when the person learns, he's mischaba with both of them. So I assume this is because learning, understanding something, is a certain primistic achibur that you wouldn't get in any other asiya. In other words, in all asiyas, you have a In all I see is it's a pool that I do. In Torah, the nature of Torah is that I'm mischabed to it. If it's in my mind and I'm thinking about it and mull over it, then be'etzem it's a chibur. For Amar Shnikra Ohuv Oyevas Amokim Oyevas Abrius, for Isbaya Ki Avi Kisha Nevesh Benev, Beis Achtos Legami, Umisha Torah Lishmo Hine Yeshra Kisha Vegs Hashem Yisbarach, Vashem Yisbarach Imoy. So that's an Ava is a chibur. It just could be a one-way chibur. V'chein shel chibur nimtzoim kulo, v'dov zeh mevuach kol nimtzoim shem kishu chibur ma'atera, atera shem yisparach. Ki atera yisera nimtzoim shem yisparach. So mainly when a person is dovak to Torah, both elements of Torah, he's dovak to both elements. The element of Torah which describes tachtoinim, and the element that describes beyond tachtoinim. V'zeh sh'omru v'shay kach brochu mabit v'tor b'ol sa'ilam, v'shvil kakesh kol nimtzoim chibur la'atera, sh'v'nivra koil. The pshat that it's Torah that Keshevach Sakhavayis of Alma means that all of Torah is it's a sort of a seder a bria aligning the bria with alyanim, and with Mela this is the which look at Keshevach and some people Torah shebem nivra koil shebem koil but Torah seder shemesudim shayvan shemesbach. The thing which is better to shma, actually is better to shma, but there is a kishim Hashem is special zeh nikra rea lamokim. V'chei nikra mitzad zeh rea labriyas, but it's by zeh lamayla gam kem perik v'asara. So you have over here a kesher, a mutual kesher with Rebbein Shalom, that's called rea. Now, one more reason why you have a mutual kesher by learning, I think, is as follows. When it says leba shemayim hi, so it doesn't just mean that the psak halacha is like us. You know, that leba shemayim hi means Torah's mitzias tachtoina realizes itself in this world bedafka. In other words, Torah, we said before, is a sheirish with a certain expression in this world. It doesn't, so I'm mashlim Torah when I shtel it so over here. I'm a real shutif in it because the Torah gives me a sheirish, and the tzushtel is my tzushtel. Leibos Raimi means the tzushtel is meant to be tachtoni make that tzushtel. That's why the person comes a reya, and so reyas describes the mutuality of it. And Ava describes the power of how much of a chibur it is. Okay, we'll hold it here, Mr. Shem.
That's a question.
Yeah.
Just a general thing, but he touched on it before. He talked about seichel, the Torah is seichel, and you don't know this is seichel. Right. I'm just thinking about, I don't get the dim, and let's take the moshel of the doctor. The doctor has a book of all aches and pains. So right. That's the chokhmah. But at the end of the day, the chokhmah, there wouldn't be any people. There wouldn't be shaykh to be a textbook, but there wouldn't be a brie of people.
Correct.
The textbook is only about the brie of people. The Torah is something else completely. The Torah is the alien, and with people, without people, the Torah is the same. This is an expression of Torah in this world. Well,
okay, so let's take physics a little bit, so it'll be easier. Gravity, light, whatever, is a description. Me as a earth person, I looked at all the heretimtses of gravity. And this is the klal I came up with. So klapi mi, this klal is a sum total of tachtonim. But I recognize it as some sort of koyach that obviously comes not from tachtonim. It's somehow there's this koyach which affects the tachtonim. So the relationship of how I know versus what am I describing is a hefech. I'm describing as something that's a klal from some of the sheirish. This is, you know, it's like where the laws of nature come from. They came someplace else, and how the law of gravity affects the world, I'll tell you what klayach it exerts, under what condition, when it works, when it doesn't work, and so on. So the both parts of it are true. Okay, let's say that. Good.